You're listening to the audio production of Racing to the Finish, My Story, by Dale Earnhardt Jr. with Ryan McGee, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Gabe Wicks.
Forward. I first met Dale Earnhardt Jr. in 2012 when he was worried and anxious to return to the race car. When I saw him again in 2016, he was riddled with physical and emotional symptoms from his multiple concussions, petrified and desperate to simply return to life. Recovering from his injuries took tremendous effort and commitment, all in the face of overwhelming pressure to return to his beloved sport. He's one of the hardest-working patients I've ever treated. He worked tirelessly on his rehabilitation. It quickly became obvious to me that we were not only treating Dale and his injury, but also the incredible forces surrounding his desire to please his fans, his family, his owners, and his legacy. Dale has a strong tendency to think of others before thinking of himself. The title of this book, Racing to the Finish, is an interesting choice, as the decision of whether to retire played a ubiquitous role in every aspect of his care and outcome. I recognized that very early with Dale, but as I told him so many times, my only priority was for him to feel normal again. The rest would take care of itself. As a clinician in charge of his care, I never really worried about the return to racing issue. I was much more focused on his living his life without the burden of and hypervigilance about his debilitating symptoms. Fortunately, we were successful in that regard. Yes, Dale faced many challenging moments, but I was always extremely confident that our treatments would prove effective and that he would get to the finish line. The fact that Dale recovered and returned to racing before retiring on his own terms, what I told him so many times, makes me so proud. Even more important is that Dale walked down the aisle symptom-free and married Amy, the love of his life. In typical Dale fashion, the primary reason he is bravely sharing his story is for others to receive help with their similar injuries. Concussions afflict millions of pediatric, adult, geriatric, and military patients. During a typical day at our clinic at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, we will see dozens of children and adults who are suffering from chronic symptoms and dysfunction associated with concussion. The majority of these individuals have not received any targeted treatment for difficulties that directly affect physical, social, vocational, and psychological functioning, even though we now agree as a field that concussion is a treatable injury. In this book, you'll hear about our UPMC model that reveals six different clinical profiles or types of concussions. Each of them requires active and targeted treatments to improve outcomes. We have and will continue to publish research proving the efficacy of this model. As you'll see from Dale's treatment, the field of concussion has evolved dramatically over the past few decades. The days of dark rooms and complete rest following this injury are being replaced with active physical therapies and targeted treatments that allow recovery to fully occur. Unfortunately, the science and evidence-based information represent a collective whisper buried in the cacophony of sensationalized and overwhelming media attention that leads to misinformation and a misunderstanding of concussion. As our recently commissioned Harris poll indicated, 25% of parents prevent their children from playing sports because of concerns of concussions. A large majority of U.S. adults believe you can only lessen symptoms and that you never fully recover. And they are not comfortable that they would know the steps to manage and treat a concussion if they sustained one. Dale's story is a call for action and change. Progress is being made, and Dale is a living testament to that. He has shared his story to better educate those who have experienced this injury and to accurately share that effective treatments are available. Even prior to this book, his story was making a difference. Many patients have told me they sought treatment at our clinic after hearing about Dale's case and recovery. I am grateful to our incredible team at UPMC, including our researchers, athletic trainers, physical therapists, and treating clinicians. I also want to thank Dr. Petty, who delivered exemplary care to Dale and referred him to our clinic. Dr. Petty and I spent many hours in person and on phone calls, working together to get Dale back in his race car and back to life. He is such a caring and incredibly talented clinician. I also want to thank Kelly, Dale's sister, for her support, as well as Rick Hendrick, for providing the free rein to allow Dale to recover fully. Rick's sole motivation was to see Dale healthy and well, and I truly respected that. And finally, Amy was unwavering and tough, a formidable assistant when it came to Dale completing his physical therapies. She provided constant love and support during his recovery.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?